我们今天要看的经文在诗篇127篇啊，诗篇127篇。
Our passage for today is in Psalm chapter 127.
在我这个投影的第一页啊，应该有我们的经文。
Here on the first slide, you should be able to see our passage for today.
但是是啊，我这里的问题，现在我们这个经文没有显示。
There's a little technical difficulty, and so you can't see it.
但是等一下，在我们证道的过程当中，我们会一起看到我们的诗篇127篇的经文。
But today, over the course of the sermon, we'll be able to see it in its entirety.
我知道诗篇共有150篇。
So the book of Psalms in total has 150 psalms.
那么其中呢，只有2篇注明是所罗门所作。
There's only two that are particularly known as being written by Solomon.
诗篇72篇是所罗门王的一个祷告。
Psalm 72 is a prayer of Solomon.
诗篇127篇是所罗门王所写的上行之诗。
And Psalm 127 is a song of ascent that was also written by Solomon.
就是以色列人全家往耶路撒冷登锡安山去圣殿敬拜神的时候所唱的诗歌。
So the Song of Ascent, these were songs that the people of Israel would sing as they were going up together to Jerusalem.
圣经当中一共有15首上行之诗。
And there are a total of 15 songs of ascent.
因为圣殿在高高的锡安山上。
Because Jerusalem or the temple was up on the top of the mountain.
那么到耶路撒冷来朝圣的这些圣人，他们就越走越高，所以这首上行诗歌叫做上行之诗。
And so since the pilgrims going to Jerusalem would be traveling up and up and up the hill for the mountain, then they would call these songs of ascent.
那么上行之诗当中只有这一首127篇呢，是所罗门所写。
Now out of the songs of ascent, only this one psalm was written by Solomon.
虽然也有人认为是大卫写给他儿子的。
So there are some who suggest that this was actually a song written by David to his son Solomon.
但是我们仔细看这首诗篇的时候，我们会发现实在确实是所罗门所写的。
But as we look closely at this psalm, I think we'll realize that it was indeed written by Solomon.
我们知道所罗门王呢，因为三件事情非常的出名。
Now Solomon was famous for three things.
第一件是什么？
Firstly,
他有建造圣殿。
He built the temple.
他的爸爸大卫王这么伟大的君主没有能够建造圣殿。
His father, King David, despite being a great king, was not able to build the temple.
因为他手上流人血太多。
Because he had too much blood on his hands.
所罗门建成了圣殿。
Solomon, on the other hand, was able to build the temple.
第二点，所罗门是蛮有智慧。
Secondly, Solomon was known as being full of wisdom.
我们知道箴言大部分都是所罗门所写。
We know that the book of Proverbs was primarily written by Solomon.
传道书是所罗门所写。
And Ecclesiastes was also written by him.
雅歌是所罗门所写。
And the Song of Solomon was written by him.
在雅歌当中出现了非常丰富的各种各样的动植物。
And in the Song of Solomon, you see mention of many, many different kinds of plants and animals.
显出这位的作者是相当博学的人。
Allowing us to realize the person who wrote this was an exceptionally well-educated person.
世界很多其他国家的这些君主都要来跟所罗门搞好关系，来听所罗门的智慧话。
Many of the kings and leaders of other nations also wanted to come to hear his wisdom and to learn from him.
第三点，所罗门王非常的富有。
And thirdly, Solomon was known for being extremely wealthy.
在所罗门王的治理之下，以色列四境平安。
Underneath the rulership of Solomon, Israel had peace on all sides.
国家很富有，所罗门王也拥有极多的珍宝。
And the country was very well off, and Solomon himself amassed quite a lot of wealth and treasure.
那除了这三件之外呢，在他所写的传道书当中啊，有一句话不断的重复。
Aside from these, in the book of Ecclesiastes that he wrote, there's one phrase that keeps coming up again and again.
这句话呢，我们作为基督徒一开始读起来，很多人大概都会觉得有点奇怪。
And this phrase, when we as Christians read it, it seems a little strange.
他为什么不断的说虚空的虚空？
Why does he keep on saying vanity of vanity?
凡事都是虚空。
All is vanity.
讲了许多遍。
He says it so many times.
那当然我们知道最后总意是要敬畏神。
Now of course we know that the very end, the conclusion of the entire book is to fear God.
那是整个传道书的我们叫做画龙点睛之笔。
If this is the conclusion or the height of the entire book.
前面不断讲所有这些也是虚空，那个也是虚空，最后敬畏神才是真正最重要的。
All throughout the beginning of the book, this is vanity, all is vanity, and the very end, the only thing that really matters is that you fear God.
那么我们所讲的所有以上所有这一些呢，全都出现在诗篇127篇。
And all that we have discussed so far, all of this shows up in Psalm 127.
那今天呢，我们再一起来看127篇，我们等一下会重点来讲其中的第三节。
Now we're going to particularly focus on verse 3.
什么是真正宝贵的产业？
What is truly a precious heritage?
我们先来看第一节。
Let's first look at verse 1.
所罗门上行之诗。
Song of Ascent, Solomon.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain to build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
这些经文我们都很熟悉，很多弟兄姊妹都会背。
We're very familiar with these verses. Many brothers and sisters can say, repeat them by heart.
这个地方首先我们要提醒大家注意的是，这里没有说耶和华许可建造，而是说耶和华建造。
Now it's worth noting here, it doesn't say if the Lord allows you to build, but rather if the Lord builds.
是神亲自来做成他要做的工作。
It is the Lord himself who accomplishes the work that he wishes to do.
这上行之诗是以色列人一家一家的整个的 household， 甚至和他们的亲戚要结伴而行去耶路撒冷来敬拜。
Now the Song of Ascent, Israel and their household, the entire households or villages together would be walking up to Jerusalem singing.
所以这127篇短短的五节呢，讲到的是一个家庭里面的关系。
So in these short five verses, it is discussing the relationship within a family.
讲到家庭的建造。
Discussing the establishment of a family.
讲到人和神的关系。
Discussing the relationship between God and man.
但在这每一节当中都不断的强调耶和华，不断的强调神是那赐予者，神是那施恩者，神是那建造者。
But in every verse, it keeps emphasizing the Lord, and it keeps emphasizing that he is the one who builds, he is the one who gives growth, he is the one who gives mercy.
我们知道所罗门王是一位非常伟大的领袖，他成就了伟大的建筑，建成了圣殿。
We know that King Solomon was a great leader, and he accomplished a great deal of construction, and he was the one who then built the temple.
但是所罗门在这里亲自说，他说是神在建造，是神在看守。
But Solomon here in his own words say, it is God who builds, and it is God who watches.
如果不是神在这里亲自的作为，那么他说了两次就是枉然，就是枉然，这里的枉然就是传道书里面那个虚空。
And here twice it says that if God is not the one doing it, it is vain, it is vain. And this is indeed the same vanity as is discussed in Ecclesiastes.
所罗门是一位敬畏神的君王。
Now Solomon was a king who feared the Lord.
但是我们知道到他晚年的时候，很不幸的啊。他犯了罪，得罪神。
And we know that in the end of his life, it was very unfortunate that he ended up sinning against God.
但是他所留下来的这首伟大的诗篇却成为历世历代圣徒的提醒。
But the psalm that he left behind has served as a reminder to generations of believers.
这个城徽是英国一个很古老的城市叫做爱丁堡的城徽。
So this is the coat of arms of the city of Edinburgh.
那么这个城徽呢，左边和右边一个女子，然后一个动物，这是关于这个城市的传说。
Now here you see on either side of the coat of arms, you have a lady and also a fawn or a deer.
啊，那么在底下我们这个看图片可能看的不是很清楚，从左到右有一句话，这是一个拉丁文。
And it might not be really clear on the PPT, but underneath it there's a Latin phrase.
那么这个拉丁文是什么意思呢？就是 accept the Lord in vain.
And the Latin phrase is translated accept the Lord in vain.
是从诗篇127篇第一节把它浓缩而来的。
And so this is sort of an abbreviation of the first verse of Psalm 127.
意思就是若无上主皆枉然。
And what it means is if you don't have the Lord, then all is in vain.
实际上不单是在爱丁堡的这个城徽上面。
And it's not just on the coat of arms of Edinburgh.
在英国很多很古老的建筑啊。
Many of the older pieces of architecture in England.
我们在美国买一个房子，如果要是50年的，我们就觉得这个房子已经不是很新了。
Now here in America, if we buy a house that's 50 years old, we feel like it's already getting a little long in the tooth.
那在这英国可能一百多年以上的房子都还住得好好的。
Whereas in England, the house is more than 100 years old, probably still considered an excellent place to live.
在他们很多很古老的房子上面，进门的那个门楣上面都有这句话。
In fact, many of the old houses in England, on the door mantle or lintel piece, they will have this phrase.
若无上主，皆枉然。
Except for the Lord, it is in vain.
那么第二点，我们来看第二节，说你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。
Secondly, let's look here in the second verse where, it says, it is vain that you rise up early and go to late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil.
唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
For he gives his beloved sleep.
我们实在应该问一个问题。
We ought to ask ourselves a question.
今天世人越来越忙。
Today, we are busier and busier than before.
然后我们基督徒也一样。
And we as Christians are the same.
我们有时候问说你在忙什么呢，对不对？
Sometimes we ask, oh, what are you up to?
那我们就很自然的说我在为这个忙，为那个忙。
And we very naturally respond, oh, I'm busy with this and I'm busy with that.
甚至今天我们又说好像我没有在忙。
And if we were to say, oh, we're not really busy today.
我们就觉得好像自己有一种罪疚感。
We almost feel guilty for not being busy.
不错，我们应该劳碌，应该辛勤的工作。
And it's true that we ought to be diligent and we ought to work.
但是有一个问题很值得问，就是到底我们为何辛苦，为何忙？
But it's worth asking ourselves, what are we being busy for? What are we laboring towards?
如果我们忙到一个程度，我们平时犯困，晚上睡不着觉。
If we're busy to the point where we're regularly getting insomnia at night,
我们可能大概多多少少出了些问题。
And probably at some level there's something wrong.
请大家不要误解。
And please don't get me wrong.
我知道今天实际上失眠的问题很普遍。
I know that it's very common for people to be, have insomnia.
我绝不是说失眠我们就一定是犯罪了。
I'm not saying, oh, if you have insomnia, you're in sin, not at all.
有各种各样不同的原因。
There are many different reasons why.
但是我们只是说一个普遍的现象。
But I'm just saying there's this common phenomenon.
今天的世人每一天忙忙碌碌。
The people of the world today, they're busy all day long.
而不得安息。
They don't have the opportunity to rest.
但是到了晚上的时候，
And yet once it's nighttime,
我们的睡眠却越来越少。
It seems like we're sleeping less and less.
我们没有一种内心真正的安息。
That we don't have real peace.
我们为所有的事情焦虑。
We're worried about everything.
我们把这些抓在自己的手中，不能够放下，甚至要抓得更多。
And we try to hold everything in our hands, and then we are unable to keep a hold of it, and yet we try to get more.
好像我们在一条非常繁忙的高速公路上面。
It's like we're on a really busy highway.
每一辆车都在飞奔。
And every car is driving as fast as they can.
一辆车比一辆车开得快。
And you keep getting cars driving faster and faster.
我们就随着这红红的车流往前走。
We just keep following the taillights ahead of, in front of us.
但我们不知道我们在往哪里去。
But we don't really know where we're going.
弟兄姊妹们，我们开在高速公路上有没有注意到，开一段就有一个什么休息站？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever noticed when you're on a long road trip, you'll see rest stops?
有时候我们需要下来休息休息。
Sometimes it's necessary to get off the highway and rest for a moment.
有时候我们需要好好的看看地图。
Sometimes we need to stop and look at a map.
我到底走的这个方向对不对？
Am I actually going in the right direction?
我要去的那个目标是我真正想去的地方吗？
Is the place I'm driving towards the actual destination I want to be going to?
那还有一件事情更可怕。
There's something else that's even more concerning.
我不知道大家，我开车在公路上，我是特别容易犯困的人。
I don't know about the rest of you, but for me, it's really easy for me to fall asleep when I'm driving.
所以我和我太太，我们两个人一起出去这个开车的时候，有时候她开的比我还多。
So when my wife and I go out, it's not uncommon for my wife to actually drive more than me.
她很厉害，她开车能够开很远的，她都不犯困的。
She's really impressive. She can drive really, really long distances without falling asleep.
至少比我强。
Or at least better than I am.
我们去年这个六月底，我们一家从纽约上周一路开下来。我中间我就要不行，困得在那里要打盹。我太太她一路没睡觉。
Last year in June, as we were driving down from New York, I was just unable to do it. I kept falling asleep. My wife was able to do the entire drive in one shot.
一人开一辆车就这样开下来。
Just drive that car the whole way down all by herself.
好，那我们在高速公路上开车的时候。
And when we're driving on the freeway.
有时候我们实在是太疲乏了。
There are times when we really are too tired.
有时候我们分心了。
And sometimes we start, our minds start to drift.
然后这个车开着开着，突然我们就听见一个非常非常大的一个声音，呜这样的声音。
As we're driving, all of a sudden we hear rumble, rumble, rumble.
大家知道是怎么回事吧？
Everyone knows what that is, right?
因为在这个高速公路的旁边呢，在这个车道，正常开车的车道的旁边呢，它会用一种机器在这个柏油路上打出一道一道的这个沟痕来。
Because on the side of the highway, next to the lanes, you'll have rumble strips.
当我们这个车子一偏出去的时候，这个轮胎压到那个一道一道沟痕，因为它不平嘛，就会产生很大的噪音。
As we start to drift out of the lane, our tires hit those rumble strips and they make a really loud vibration.
你听到那个噪音，立刻什么感觉？啊，对不对？醒了，对不对？
As soon as you hear that sound, all of a sudden you wake up.
然后那时候还在睡，那就麻烦了。
You're able to sleep through that, then you have a problem.
所以这是高速公路的设计者给我们一种叫做 wake up call。
So this is a wake-up call that the highway engineers built into the highway.
是，你已经偏了。
And what it means is, hey, you're starting to drift.
It's dangerous.
You're in danger.
赶快 get back on track.
Get back on track.
这一句给我们的提醒。
And what this, the reminder that this gives us.
这首诗给我们的提醒。
And the reminder of this song.
上行之诗给我们的提醒。
And the wisdom of those that came before us.
整部诗篇150篇给我们的提醒。
The reminder of the entire 150 Psalms in the Bible.
好吧，整本圣经给我们的提醒。
In fact, to some extent, a reminder that the entire Bible needs to give us.
很多时候是说，醒醒。
Often it's simply telling us, wake up.
看看你在哪里开呀。
Look and see where you're going.
你的目的地到底是什么地方？
Where is your real destination?
不要一小心就偏出去。
Don't be sloppy and drift away.
甚至车毁人亡。
Be careful that you don't wreck.
听着好像是让我们觉得很害怕，但实际上这是好的。
And when you first hear it, it seems like it's just designed to scare you, but in reality, this is for your good.
清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然虚空。
To rise up early and to go to bed late, to eat the bread of anxious toil.
我们再说，不是不要我们去辛勤的劳作，不是这个意思。
It's not saying that we shouldn't work.
而是我们到底在为什么？
It's a question of what are we working for?
若不是为了主，若不是靠着主，若不是主在我们生命当中做，
it is not for the Lord, if it's not by the Lord, if it's not the Lord himself doing the work in our lives.
最后我们做的越多越苦，我们真的里面就越苦。
And in the end, the more we do and the more bitterly we labor, we just become bitter ourselves.
我多年以前听到神保罗牧师讲一件事情，他在纽约市那边传福音的故事。
Many years ago, I was up in New York and I heard a pastor during a
是在纽约讲，但是是他这是在香港，以前在香港服侍传福音，挨家挨户去敲门。
So he was in New York at the time, but he used to work in Hong Kong.
那么这个在香港的这个高大的建筑当中呢，教会在某一层。
Now in these high rises in Hong Kong, the church would be on a given floor.
他们就在大楼当中每一家敲门，邀请大家晚上来听福音。
And so they would just go up the high rise, knocking on each person's door and welcoming them to come to the service.
敲开一家的门，对不起，敲开一家的门呢，主人不在，佣人开门。
And he knocked on the one door, and a maid servant answered the door.
那么就对这位女佣说，晚上来听福音啊。
And so they said to her, "Hey, you want to come this evening?"
然后这个家里的佣人呢，想都没想说，先生来不了，忙啊。
And so she replied without even thinking, "Oh, I'm sorry, my boss can't come, he's busy."
神保罗牧师说我们传福音这个忙这个词呢都不知道听了多少次，耳朵都塞了个起茧子了。但是那时候他就问了，多问了一句，他说你为什么忙呢？
So he asked, why are you busy?
他说做工啊。
Then working.
那你为什么做工呢？
Why are you working?
吃饭啊。
Well, I gotta eat.
那你为什么吃饭呢？
So he said, why do you need to eat?
为了做工啊。
So that I can work.
但是我就继续问他，做工为什么？
Why do you work?
但是不，就好像没有，就不加思索的，我是为了吃饭。
She answered, well, for to eat.
他这样来回了两三次。
So we went back and forth two or three times.
突然呢，一位女佣愣住了。
All of a sudden, she stopped.
然后就盯着他看。
Looked at him.
看了一会儿，说了一句话。
Looked at him for a while and then said.
用广东话说的，但是我学不出来啊。
That is Cantonese, so I don't know how to say
Cantonese. 等艾丽丝姐妹在这里说广东话怎么说了？她就说：“先生，晚上我来。”
She said, "All right, I'll come this evening."
劳碌 与安歇。
Labor and rest.
让我们能够来到主的面前。
We should be willing to come before the Lord.
在主这里重新得力。
And receive strength again from him.
也晓得主要在我们的生命当中做他伟大奇妙的工作。
And realize that the Lord wishes to do his work through us.
好的，下面是我们要看的第三节的经文。
And so next we'd like to look at verse 3.
也是今天主要要和大家来分享的经文。
And this is really the primary verse that I'd like to share with you guys today.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
那么在希伯来文当中呢，我们就简单的介绍大家这些这个拼写不记得都没有关系这儿子女儿房屋都来自同一个字根，这个字根就是建造。
Let's have a brief introduction to Hebrew, and if you don't remember, it's fine. But son, daughter, and house all have the same root in Hebrew, and it's really the root means to build.
那么为什么呢？因为其实你想想也有道理家里的儿女这么一起来把这个家 household 建造起来。
Now, why would this be the case? And yet, it does make sense if you think about it. You see, sons and daughters are what build a house.
成为一个家庭 family.
Allow it to constitute a family.
所以一个家庭呢不是一个简单的一个 building, 一个所谓的 house.
So a family is not the same thing as a house.
那么当然我们建造这个房子我们有这个木头石头这些建筑材料这些也很重要。
And when we build a house, of course, it's important, the stones and the wood that you use.
但是这里讲到家里面的家人一同来建造这个家庭。
But here it speaks of the members of the family building up the family together.
耶和华所赐的产业。
The heritage from the Lord.
在英文的版本当中我们这里是这个 New King James Version, 都是这样翻译 A heritage from the Lord.
And in English translations, in this case the New King James, it says a heritage from the Lord.
但是有些人告诉我们实际上这个更准确的意思我们看这一节呢容易引起一个误解。
But if we want to be more precise and more accurate, it's easy to misunderstand this verse.
这好像说这个儿女是神赐给我的产业然后就属于我了。
It sounds like, oh, the Lord is giving us sons and daughters and now they're ours.
更准确的意思是 heritage of the Lord, 是耶和华的产业。
Perhaps a better translation would be heritage of the Lord.
是神赐给我们让我们替他去照管的。
But the Lord has given us this heritage and given us temporary charge to watch over it.
做父母的不过是神的一个管家。
And that we as fathers and mothers we are simply temporarily watching over the house of the Lord.
那么下面我们的话题稍微转一转要和大家分享一件蛮重大的事情。
And now I'd like to change topic just a little bit and discuss something that is very important.
最近在美国的社会政治生活当中发生一件影响意义深远的大事。
Recently something very important happened in society.
我们基督徒为之欢欣鼓舞感恩。
And Christians therefore are rejoicing.
但是主流媒体世俗舆论那些大公司其他力量却在竭力的反抗诋毁这个重大的决定。
The mainstream media and larger companies in the secular worldIn general, they're opposing this.
是什么呢?
What am I referring to?
就是在今年美国德克萨斯州他们确立了一个法案。
So this year in Texas, they passed a law.
叫做心跳法案。
It is called the Fetal Heartbeat Act.
是不是胎儿有心跳一般是从第六周开始。
Usually, unborn child will have a heartbeat starting in about the sixth week.
从第六个礼拜以后的堕胎都是非法的。
And effectively, it makes abortions illegal after the sixth week.
在前不久，美国最高法院判决支持德州。
And recently, the Supreme Court ruled essentially in favor of this act.
但是非常悬，五比四的这个投票。
But it was a 5-4 decision.
那么心跳法案已经于上月一号在德州生效了。
Now this act took effect in the first of the last month.
我们作为基督徒感谢赞美主
Now, we as Christians, obviously, we praise God for this.
在我们教会的祷告会当中我们也为此感恩
And in our church's prayer meeting we were thankful for this.
这是当时德州州长来签署这个心跳法案的场景
And that is the picture of Texas Governor Abbott signing that. piece of legislation.
那么这位州长他在签署这个法案的时候讲了一段话。
And the governor said this as he was going to sign.
他说我们的创造主给我们每一个人生命的权利。
He said our creator endowed us with the right to life.
但是每年却有上百万的孩子他们失去了这样生命的权利因为堕胎的缘故。
He says, and yet millions of children lose their right to life every year because of abortion.
他说我们德州的立法机关大家是一起啊而且跨越这个党派的鸿沟一起来通过这样一个法案。
He says the legislature worked together on a bipartisan basis to pass this bill.
我们来保护每一个未出生的孩子只要他有心跳。
To protect the life of every unborn child who has a heartbeat.
就不会受到堕胎的伤害。
Ensure that he will be saved from the ravages of abortion.
如果要是你到网络上面去搜
Now if you go online and look,
前一段我到网络上面去这个用这个 search engine, Google.
A little bit ago, I was looking on Google.
当去 Google 这个德州心跳法案的时候
And I was Googling this Texas Heartbeat Act.
前面出现的全都是这些反对德州心跳法案攻击这个心跳法案的那些的链接
All of the top results were opposing the Heartbeat Act
也不奇怪
This is not strange
像今天我们在整个这个世俗的环境当中我们看到的这个大部分的这些声音主流媒体声音都是在这里反对
As we live in this kind of a secular world we see that most of the voices of the mainstream media are opposed to this
这些大公司他们也用他们不管是用算法或者用什么方式再去整个引导或者说误导公众。
And Big Tech also tries to influence or perhaps misinfluence the general populace.
但是圣经明讲儿女是耶和华所赐的产业所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
But the Bible clearly states that the daughters are gifts of the Lord and that they are a heritage from the Lord.
为什么我们基督徒支持生命珍爱生命
Why are believers pro-life?
我们相信每一条生命在神的眼中都是一样的宝贵
Because we believe that all lives are equally valuable before the Lord
因为圣经是这样告诉我们的
Because the Bible tells us so
诗篇139篇第13到第16节
In Psalm 139 starting verse 13 through verse 16
神说我的肺腑是你所造的
You formed my inward part
我在母腹中你已覆庇我
You covered me in my mother's womb.
我要称谢你，我受到奇妙可畏。
I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well.
我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏。
My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret.
请看第十六节，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。
Your eye saw my substance, being yet unformed.
你所定的日子我尚未度一日你都写在你的册上了
And in your book they were all written the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them
哪怕我们在母腹当中的时候神已经晓得我们
Even when we were still in our mother's womb God already knew us
甚至我的身体还没有成型的时候神已经就爱了我们
When our body had not yet formed God already loved us
约伯记三十一章第十五节说造我在腹中的不也是造他吗
In Job Chapter 31, verse 15. Did not he who made me in the womb make them?
像他与我揣在腹中的岂不是一位吗
Did not the same one fashion us in the womb?
耶利米书一章第五节我未将你造在腹中我已晓得你
Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
甚至我们还没有在母腹当中成形的时候神就已经知道我们了
Before you were born, I sanctified you.
生命到底是从什么时候开始
So when does life start?
有人认为说生命是一个渐进的过程
Some people believe that life starts gradually.
在妈妈的肚子当中从这个胚胎然后到九月生产
That within the mother's womb starting from being a fetus and then up to a full term at 9 months.
一天一天不断的改变一点一点的慢慢的才成为一个人
That day by day little by little change over change becomes a person.
一开始他不是一个人
That at the beginning it's not a person.
这是这个世界的观点
And that is a common viewpoint in the world.
但圣经不是这么说的。
But scripture does not say so.
神说我未将你造在腹中我已晓得你。
But scripture says that even as God is, before God created us in the womb, he already knew us.
你未出母胎我已分别你为圣。
Before you were born, I sanctified you.
出埃及记二十章第十三节讲的更直截了当的是十诫。
And so in the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, it states it even more clearly.
第六节告诉我们不可杀人。
It says you shall not murder.
我们今天似乎不认为这是杀人。
Today it has almost reached the point where we don't view this as murder.
不单是如此。
Not only this.
在今天的这个社会当中。
In today's society.
如果你敢公开的讲出来
As you try to openly speak this,
我是支持生命的宝贵尊贵
As you support the sanctity of life,
我是反对堕胎的
State that you oppose abortion.
那么整个社会与我们为敌啊
And much of society will view us as enemies.
他们已经早就忘记了若不是耶和华若不是耶和华
And we realize that if it's not for the Lord,
今天整个的社会是不要耶和华不要耶和华
Society today does not want the Lord.
他们不知道最后全都是枉然
They don't realize that in the end it is all vanity.
但是在这过程当中创造多少的痛苦
But how much suffering is that engendered in the world around us?
这个人是另外一个科技公司他们是出这个电子游戏的这个公司
And this is the CEO of the video game company.
啊，因为我不打电子游戏，我不知道，但是这个公司好像还不小，说叫做 Tripwire.
So I don't play computer games myself, so I'm not familiar with it. But apparently, this is a big company called Tripwire.
有人知道这个公司吧
？Does anyone know this company?
大家都不打电子游戏。
No one plays computer games.
那么这个他的 CEO 而且是 founder 叫 John Gibson， 就这个人。
No, this is the CEO and founder.
他在他自己的 Twitter 上面。
And so he on Twitter.
他就发了一段话。
He posted.
他说我为了德州通过这个新校法案，我非常高兴。
Saying that he was happy that this act had passed.
他还特别说，他说平时呢，我是不太去触及这些政治问题的。
He says for the most part, I don't pay attention to politics.
但这件事情是因为保护婴儿的生命。
But this is protecting the life of the unborn.
发出来以后，他的公司发表了一个声音。
And once he had posted this, his company posted a message.
你来看看他们讲的话正好颠倒黑白啊这公司说 John Gibson 的 comment disregard the value of our whole team
in this response really inverted black and white
our partners and much of our broader community 好像说他所讲的是跟整个这个社会的价值观念是违背的
and stated that essentially his viewpoint was a violation of societal norms
然后就把他 fire 掉了
and then fired him
大家知道吗实际上今天在美国沉默的大多数的 silent majority 是反对堕胎的
Today in America there is a silent majority that is opposed to abortion
美国这是好的事情我们感谢主今天美国每年堕胎的人数现在已经低于100万了
And we are glad that today the number of abortions performed each year is under a million.
当然现在每年七八十万的 baby 被堕胎还是一个很可怕的数字。
No, it's still terrifying that it's still or 800,000 abortions a year.
但是与上个世纪来比甚至与这个世纪初来比的时候已经好了很多。
But compared to the years past, it is much better.
而且我们也知道德州心跳法案的通过实际上本身也是一个让步一个 compromise
But we know that the heartbeat bill in fact this is in reality still a compromise
它是讲到说胎儿有心跳才算是一个生命不可以堕胎
It says that once there's a heartbeat then the child is considered alive and cannot be aborted
但我们实在是知道实际上一个生命是从受孕开始的
But in reality we realize that life does start at conception
我刚来美国的时候在教会参加主日崇拜那么在教会当中呢有一次啊，教会弟兄姊妹就因为我们所在的这个大学城啊，宾州州立大学 Penn State 啊，这个城市叫 State College 要新开一个堕胎诊所
So when I first arrived in the US the church I was attending up at State College near Penn State there was a prayer meeting
那么教会弟兄姊妹在主日崇拜当中我们专门花一段时间就为这件事情大家一个一个祷告而且流泪的祷告
And they were praying because there was going to be a new abortion clinic opening and I saw them praying there in tears
然后各个教会大家联合起来上街去游行反对在这个大学城开这个堕胎的诊所
And so a lot of the churches came together and they would go and protest and try to oppose the opening of the abortion clinic
老实讲当时 我刚来到美国不久，我看到教会里的荧幕，我很不理解。
When I first arrived in the U.S., I really didn't understand it.
我说这些基督徒怎么回事啊？
I was like, why are the Christians so upset about this?
人工流产不是一件很普通很普通的事吗？
Like, isn't it very normal to have abortion?
在我们中国每年不知道有多少。
I mean, in China, who knows how many people are aborted every year?
他们为什么要这样的哭？
Why would they be crying over this?
还要上街去抗议？
Why would they be going to protest about this?
像我们知道，在今天的华人世界当中，你讲到反堕胎 pro-life 是一个不太受欢迎的话题。
And discussing pro-life is not very popular in Chinese society.
如果你讲到说我们反对同性恋，
If you speak about opposing homosexuality,
婚姻是一男一女的，
saying that marriage is between one man and one woman.
这个呢，从中国的传统文化我们是很接受的。
This is relatively easy to accept from a traditional Chinese culture.
不管信主甚至不信主，大家都说对呀、啊，就是这样子。
Regardless of whether one is a believer, even if one is not saved.
这就违背天理人伦的事情。
The idea that this is an offense against the traditional view of heaven.
但是另一方面。
But at the same time,
在我们华人的传统文化当中，
within traditional Chinese culture,
我们对生命的尊重是不够的。
There is not a great deal of respect for life.
我也是中国人，我们关起门来自己说。
I myself am also Chinese.
你知道我以前在国内读书的时候，有一篇课文。
Back when I was studying in China.
这课文呢，是朱德元帅的这个自传当中的节选。
Literary
one of the revolutionists, the military general, 朱德，他的自传当中他就讲到，他说自己小时候家里很穷。
And so in his autobiography, saying he was young, and his family was very poor.
那生下的孩子呢，后面生下的孩子养不起。
And they were unable to raise some of the kids that they had.
有人还记得吗？这是在中学课文里面。
And this was in the middle school textbook or book.
说后来生下来的这些 baby 就放在水缸里把它溺死。
And that they would drown some of the later kids that the couple had.
我现在印象很深。
And even to this day, it's a very deep impression on me.
这是在学生的语文课本里面啊，这是中国的革命家，老一辈的这个革命家亲自写下来。
And this was in the student literary textbook, and it was written by one of the previous generation's revolutionaries.
一方面我们当然都知道，以前我们中国人确实是不容易，非常的穷困。
On the one hand, we know that life in China at the time was extremely difficult and extremely poor.
这我们都很理解。
And this we all understand.
但是另一方面，
But at the same time,
一条命就是一条命啊。
A life is a life.
怎么能够一个活活的一条生命把它丢在水缸里溺死？
How would you take a living person and throw them into the water to drown?
那么到了40年以前的这个计划生育政策，
About 40 years ago when you had the one-child policy.
40年 ,3.3 亿次堕胎手术。
And over the course of about 40 years, there were approximately 330 million babies aborted.
最高的时候一年1000多万。
And at its peak, more than 10 million a year.
我们中国人不当回事。
And we view this as trivial.
在多年以前，我到国内去有一次服侍。
And many years ago, when I was back in China.
在中国的一个大学城，那个大学城里面有不少的学生教会。
At the time, I was in a Chinese college town, and there were a lot of churches there.
那么同工带我走在这个大学城当中。
And the co-workers were taking me through that area.
路边有那个公共汽车的候车亭。
And so there was a bus terminal there.
候车亭上挂着这个一个很大的那种的巨幅的这个广告。
And so there was a giant advertisement hung there.
上面写着无痛人流。
And they said a painless abortion.
我当时看了很震惊，那时候我已经信主了，我是一个传道人。
At the time I was already a believer and I was already in the ministry and I was just very stunned by that advertisement.
这广告就是来到这个周围都是大学，都是学生宿舍，就面对这些十八九岁的这些的孩子们。
And seeing that this advertisement was targeting the students there who were 18, 19 years old.
这不是无痛啊。
That this is not a painless procedure.
不单是对妈妈。
Not only is it painful for the mother.
对那个孩子。
To the child.
甚至对以后一生的影响。
Much more to the effect on the entire rest of the person's life.
身体的和心灵的。
Both physically and also mentally or emotionally.
那我们高兴，我感谢神的，现在中国这个计划生育的政策终于改变了。
We praise God that the one-child policy has finally changed in China.
现在已经不但二胎，三胎都放开了。
Now not only are you allowed to have a second child, you're even allowed to have a third.
现在鼓励大家多生了。
And they'll even encourage people to have more children.
但是实际上，这四十年计划生育政策这个恶果已经显现出来了。
But in reality, the evil consequences of 40 years of the one-child policy are already starting to show.
现在中国的人口是断崖式的下跌。
Because all of a sudden the Chinese population is starting to drop.
男女比例极其的失调。
And there's an extreme imbalance between male and female in the country.
这时候你再鼓励大家去生，已经没人生了。
And now as the government is trying to encourage people to give birth to more children, people aren't.
这时候你再看国家这些报道，新闻的报道，这些的呼吁宣传当中都在讲人工流产的坏处了。
Now all of a sudden you see official reports on the evil or the downsides of abortion.
对啊，这是国家的新闻的报道，现在都在讲了人工流产，并不是就没有受害者的，不是真正完全没有伤害的啊，你的心灵的、身体的等等，这些文章现在都出来了。
Now even the official government media outlets will say that abortion does have negative consequences both physically and mentally.
我知道这是一个比较敏感的话题。
I know that this is a relatively sensitive topic.
曾经有弟兄姊妹有同工讲过。
And in the past, there have been brothers and sisters and co-workers who have said.
说在华人教会当中，不但是华人社区，而且华人教会当中。
Just that not only in sort of Chinese areas, but also in Chinese churches.
这个事情很敏感，因为很多人曾经有过堕胎的经历。
But this is a very sensitive topic because many have had abortions before.
在我以前服侍的教会，也有弟兄姊妹来跟我们讲。讲到他们以前有这样的经历。
There are brothers and sisters who have come to me and said, that they have experienced this before.
那么我很多华人教会，甚至包括传道人，在堕胎的问题上面就采取回避或妥协的立场。
And many Chinese churches and many ministry will take either sort of an avoidance or a compromise position on this topic.
在华人教会当中，我常常的听到我们反对同性恋，有多少次我们真正好好的听到，告诉我们圣经是反对堕胎的。
It's very common here in Chinese churches, sort of opposition to homosexuality, but how often do we hear clear teaching on the evil of abortion?
另一方面，其实我们还没有讲的很多，但有些人还在问说，为什么基督徒总是揪住堕胎问题不放？
Now, we haven't mentioned this as much, but many will also ask, why do Christians always focus so much on abortion, and why are they not willing to set it aside?
弟兄姊妹们，因为这是一场属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, it is because this is a spiritual battle.
因为在妈妈肚子当中的那些幼小的生命
，because of the life that is in or the infant life that is in a mother's womb，
是最无助的，是最无辜的。
It is both the most innocent, but also the most the one with the least ability to defend itself。
他们是不能够为自己来讲话的。
They have no ability to speak for themselves。
是需要我们去保护他。
They need us to like to protect them。
全世界每一年，现在。当前的数字每一年7300万。
Current statistics say that about 73 million abortions are performed worldwide each year.
7300万。
73 million.
我们做一个对比。
Let's compare that to COVID.
从这个 pandemic 开始 ,COVID-19, 我们就从2020开始到现在一年多的时间了。
If we look at COVID over the last, a little over a year from the beginning of 2020.
全世界死亡的人数也是很多 ,480 万。
A lot of people have died, 4.8 million.
这是这个估计统计的数字，当然有不同的统计方法，不同的统计口径，你可以question 质疑这个数字，但是这是我从网上查来的数字。
Now obviously there are different estimates and you can question how accurate this is, but this is a rough estimate.
但是另一方面7300万次堕胎手术一个一个的那个是无比真实的。
And yet, by comparison, you have 73 million abortions.
我们今天对这个 COVID-19 我们多么的重视。
Now, how much emphasis do we place on COVID-19 today?
但是每天有这么多条的无辜的生命，幼小的生命被扼杀在母腹当中。
Yet, how many lives are taken each day in their mother's womb?
我们基督徒不闻不问。
As Christians, we cannot ignore this.
我再次给大家讲。
Let me say again.
并不是我在这其中好像 站着说话不腰疼。
It's not that.
这很难翻译，这很难翻译。并不是我自己就是 innocent。
Oh, I'm not saying that I myself am innocent in this regard.
其实我可以告诉大家。
In fact, I can say.
我在国内和我太太结婚以后。
That when I was in China after I married.
就是非常隐私的话，我们虽然没有做过人工流产。
That while I would usually, this is very personal. That while we did not have an abortion.
但是我们用过不该用的避孕药。
But we would use contraceptives that we should not have used.
今天在美国，很多地方是不鼓励、不建议，甚至是认为是不合法的避孕药。
These were the sorts of abortions or contraceptives that were today in the United States in many places be illegal.
可能会终止一个胚胎的生命。
They have a high likelihood of ending a new infant's life.
Or embryo.
Embryo.
以前我不知道，我们都不知道。
At the time, I didn't know. None of us knew.
我觉得 that's okay.
I figured it was fine.
都很正常。
It was very normative at the time.
但是现在我们晓得。
But now I realize.
所以我也是一个罪人。
So I too am a sinner.
若是在我们中间有弟兄姊妹、有家庭、有夫妻，曾经以前有过这样的情形。
If there are brothers and sisters, or couples, or families amongst us who have done this before.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲出这些来，不是要去给你定罪，不是要把你去打下去，不是这个意思。
Brothers and sisters, when we speak of this, it is not to condemn your sin or to beat you down.
是告诉你。
It is just to tell you.
神爱你
so God still loves you.
让我们能够明白主的爱是何等的长阔高深，即使我们犯了再大的罪，主的宝血能够遮盖我们。
And in understanding the depth and breadth of the love of God, that even if we sin in this fashion, God still loves us.
在主的里面有救恩，有盼望。
But in the Lord there is salvation and there is hope.
等下我会给大家看一个视频，那个人如果要从这个生命的角度来看，罪大恶极的。
In a moment I'm going to share a video with everyone.If you're viewing this person from the lens of the pro-life issue, perhaps in some ways they're the greatest of sinners.
但是我们来看看他的见证。
Yeah, we want to see her testimony.
另一方面，我们也不能够因为今天在华人当中这样的事情曾经很普遍，我们就回避不讲。
Yeah, at the same time, just because in the past it was very common in Chinese Christian circles, we cannot therefore refuse to speak of it.
实际上，在美国支持生命的组织。当中一些最勇敢发生的同工，就是曾经有过堕胎的姐妹，她们以自己的经历呼唤对幼小无辜生命的保护。
In many of the bravest workers in the pro-life organizations are those who have had an abortion before who are now acting as a voice for the unborn.
同时，他们也告诉那些以前有过这样经历的那些妇女，在主里面有盼望，在主里面有拯救。
At the same time, they are saying to those women who have had this kind of experience before.There is hope in the Lord, that there is forgiveness there.
耶稣能够把我们一切的罪都带走。
That Jesus can take away all of our sin.
我们能够在主里面得到真正的完全的赦免。
And that, in Christ we can have complete forgiveness.
我曾经有一次在一个营会当中服侍。
One time when I was serving.
那么在休息的时候，有一个姐妹就带着她的父亲，一位老人家，来跟我讲话。
And during a break, a sister brought her husband, who was an older brother, to speak with me.
那么这个老人家来美国以后呢，也接触福音，也这个很愿意来信主。
Now, as once he had come to the U.S., he had been exposed to the gospel, and he was really quite willing to believe.
但这个老人呢，他跟我说，冯牧师，我要找一个地方，我单独跟你讲一些话。
And he's like, hey, I want to speak to you one-on-one.
那么我们一起坐下来讲，他就跟我说。
So when we sat down to talk, he said to me.
他说我在原来国内我们家乡那个省份，我不说是哪里了。那个省份，他说我是计生委的。
Oh, he said back in China, and I'm not going to mention where my role was to control birth.
他说有很多很多条的生命从我的生命当中被剁掉。
And that I ended many many lives.
他说我以前也不知道啊。
He said at the time I did not know.
现在信了主了，他说我这不是罪大恶极吗
？He said now as a believer, does this not mean that I am The most wicked of evil people.
我跟他说，我说老弟兄。
And I said, brother.
你知道吗？耶稣爱你。
He said, God still loves you.
在主里面有拯救。
That there is salvation in the Lord.
那撒旦才是控告者。
That it is Satan who accuses us.
当我们来到主的面前的时候
when we come before the Lord,
耶稣能够重生我们能够改变我们
that Jesus can renew us and make us new again.
所以我们一起祷告感谢神他高高兴兴地走了
and so we prayed together and his faith was reestablished and he left.
其实我们也知道不单是我们基督教信仰很多的宗教信仰他们都有反对堕胎当然程度不一样讲法不一样
And we know that it's not only Christianity that is opposed to abortion. Many different religions are opposed to it, obviously in different ways and to different extents.
甚至以前我们有一个邻居是摩门教的啊，我跟那个摩门教的邻居我们在聊起来的时候，他也是同样啊支持生命的这个观点，在这方面我们跟他是一致的。
And even in the past, one of my neighbors was Mormon, and we were chatting, and it turns out that he also was pro-life. At least in that regard, we were had the same opinion.
但是在美国有一个宗教或者所谓的宗教，他们也参与试图推翻。德州新教法案的努力还有
But in America there's at least one religion that is working together to try to overturn the Heartbeat Act
然后他们也要维护他们所谓基于宗教信仰的堕胎权利
And they're trying to defend the religious right to abortion
这个宗教就是撒旦教
And that is Satanism
毫不奇怪
And this is not exactly strange
从我们的圣经当中明讲儿女是神所赐的产业
Our scripture clearly teaches that sons and daughters are heritage from the Lord.
神看每条生命都是一样的宝贵。
The Lord sees every life as equally valuable.
但是以色列人当进要进迦南地的时候，神警告他们不许效法那些迦南人，不许效法他们把自己的儿女经火归给摩洛。
And when Israel entered into Canaan, God specifically told them that they may not learn of the Canaanites, they may not burn their sons and daughters in offerings to Moloch.
他们是把自己的小小的卑鄙的生命然后献祭归给他们那些邪恶的偶像那些假神
At the time they would sacrifice young infants as a burnt offering to their God
今天在美国这样社会或者世界的整个一个大的局势当中
And today whether in America or in society at large
当然我们晓得有些妇女他们寻求堕胎有这样的原因或者那样的原因
Of course we understand that many who seek an abortion have many different reasons for it
但是退后一步看我们看整个的这个大环境大趋势
But if we take a step back and we look at society as a whole and the environment as a whole
也是在人个人主义甚嚣尘上
We are in an increasingly individualistic society
享乐主义甚嚣尘上
An increasingly authoritarian society
人的欲望不断的在那里被宣讲被荣耀
Society that increasingly glorifies the wants and desires of people
在整个大的环境当中出现所谓的 My Body, My Choice
And in this kind of an environment came the My Body, My Choice slogan
我的身体我的选择
My Body, My Choice
你知道那不是啊那是另外一条人命 Another human body
And yet it is not their body, it is a separate life
有不同的心跳不同的血型不同的大脑
A separate brain, a separate heartbeat, a separate blood type
不同的灵魂
A separate soul
这个小 baby
this a little baby
创了一个世界纪录
established a world record
在他出生的时候是21周
he was born at 12 weeks
他生下来只有一磅的重量
he was about a pound
医生说他是 0% chance of survive
医生说他不可能生存
但是这个小孩子叫 Richard
but this child his name is Richard
他的爸爸和妈妈
his father and mother
付出了极多的爱
With great love.
虽然他是这么小这么小的一个早产儿
Even though he was such a tiny little preborn.
但是然后来到医院因为他在那个 intensive care unit, NICU.
Every day they would drive really far to the neonatal intensive care unit.
然后来看望自己的孩子给他爸爸妈妈的声音给他爸爸妈妈的关怀
Spend time with him so that he'd be able to hear their voice.
就神迹发生了
In a really miraculous way.
Richard 活下来了
He was able to live
21个礼拜
21 weeks
我没有见过21个礼拜的但是我见过25个礼拜的早产儿
I've never seen a baby that was born at 21 weeks but I have seen one that was born at 25 weeks
活下来了
That was able to live
就在原来我们所在的城市
And it was in the city I was living in
那时候我也常常去那个 NICU
At the time, I would frequently go to the neonatal intensive care unit.
进去之前要好好的洗手，就要非常干净的环境，在那个保温箱里面。
And I'd go in there and you'd have to wash your hands really carefully and go into the temperature controlled unit.
小小一点的 baby 啊。
And this tiny little baby.
这样一个小小的生命。
And this tiny little life.
但是被父母珍视。
It was considered precious by the father and mother.
被医生、护士所呵护。
And protected by the doctors and nurses.
那我们不惜花几十万、上百万的这个美金，天价的数字，因为每一天那个 Nico 的花费是非常高的。
They would willingly spend tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars.
最后把这样一个生命把它保护下来。
To protect that life.
但是为什么？只是一个区别，就是妈妈肚子里面和肚子外面。
But what is the difference when a child is in the mother's womb versus out of the mother's womb?
不要说二十一个礼拜、二十五个礼拜，甚至三十多个礼拜。
Not even if we aren't talking about 21 weeks or 25 weeks, even if it's over 30 weeks.
只是因为在妈妈的肚子里。
Just because it's still within the mother.
难道就要把这条生命扼杀吗？
That means that we then just kill it.
有时候我们会问。那么特殊的情形呢？
Of course, we'll sometimes bring up special cases.
今天虽然我们已经没有时间去展开去回答这个问题。
And we don't have time to go into this in great detail.
但是首先我只是想告诉大家一点。
But I do want to share one fact.
往往的 extreme case is not a good example. 特例并不是一个很好的例子。今天在美国只有大约 1% 的堕胎是因为强奸，只有 0.5% 的堕胎是因为乱伦。
In the United States, only about 1% of abortions are as a result of rape, and less than 0.5% are from incest.
绝大部分的堕胎都不是这样的原因。
The overwhelming majority have nothing to do with that.
但是那些支持堕胎的人不断的就把这些东西拿出来。
But those who support abortion will endlessly bring this up.
这是我们另外可能要探讨的一个非常沉重的题目。
This is something else that we also need to discuss. That is a very heavy topic.
这是世界是一个充满罪恶的世界。
That the world we're in is one that is full of evil.
有这些不幸的事情发生。
That these sorts of things will happen.
但是大部分的情况不是这样的。
But this is not the majority of cases.
那么我们如何帮助想要堕胎的妇女或者是夫妻？
I was asking how do we help those who would be seeking an abortion?
首先第一个，我们为他们迫切的祷告。
First of all, we can pray for them.
如果你知道以前我们在我们原来教会就知道曾经有一个夫妻是这样子。在考虑这个事情。
In our previous church, we knew that there was a couple who was considering this.
首先，我们迫切为他们祷告。
First of all, we can pray for them.
第二，表示我们的关怀。
Second of all, we can care for them.
你得了解这到底是什么样的原因。
We need to understand what is the actual reason that they are considering this.
第二个，实际上有基督徒的专门的基督徒帮助中心。
Secondly, we can also set up Christian pregnancy centers.
各地都有，叫不同的名字。
All across the country, there are many of these called by different names.
一个非常非常有效的，就是给妈妈看自己 baby 的超声波。
And one of the most effective is to allow the mother to see an ultrasound of her child.
以前我们教会有一个姐妹，她就是在我们当地的基督徒的这个crisis pregnancy center 在那边工作。
In our previous church, there was a sister who was working at a crisis pregnancy center.
那个姐妹告诉我，凡是来到他们这个 center 的那些怀孕的妇女。
She said that at the time any pregnant lady who came to that center.
本来考虑要堕胎的，只要看到了 baby 的超声波，现在都有彩色的三维的那个超声波。
That when they were able to see their child, and now often it's in color and in 3D.
超过 96% 都选择不再堕胎。
Over 96% would then decide not to get an abortion.
第五，通过信仰。
And finally through our faith.
如果是基督徒，我们给他讲圣经当中的教导。
If the person is a Christian, then obviously we can speak to them of the teachings in the scripture.
甚至有的是出于他有其他的信仰的，但很多的宗教信仰实际上都是不赞成堕胎的。
Some are of other religions, but many religions oppose abortion.
第六个，我们可以分享见证。
And finally, we can share testimonies.
有很多曾经堕胎的妇女的见证。
There are many testimonies of those who have previously had abortion.
告诉这不是无痛的。
Saying that this is not a painless procedure.
这是一个非常非常。重大影响重大的一个抉择。
But this is a decision with tremendous consequences.
听那些存活的生下来的 baby 的见证。
To hear the testimony of those who have survived an abortion.
第七，提供实际的帮助。
To provide practical support.
我们不单只是跟他说你不要堕胎就完了。
We're not just saying, oh, don't get an abortion and then being done with it.
我们提供实际的帮助。
That we provide real support.
在很多这些基督徒的这些堕胎中心当中，都有大量的基督徒的捐款，提供 diaper， 提供各种各样的帮助，最后帮助他们能够来保守这个孩子。如果要是生下来自己确实不能养，有 这些领养的机构。
Many of the Christian pregnancy centers, they will have a lot of people will give to them, and then they will provide what is needed to raise the child. And if the mother truly is unable to raise the child, then they will help them be put into an adopt, be adopted by another family.
我不知道怎样来给大家放这个。这个视频
So I'd like to play this video.
这样吧，时间的关系我就不放，我会发给大家，通过链接发给大家。
Okay.
这个
Well, because of time, I won't play it, so I'll send it the link out to everyone.
这个医生叫做 Dr. Levitino.
This doctor is Dr. Levitino.
他是原来我所在的读神学的城市 Albany, 纽约州 Albany 的人。
He used to be a resident of Albany.
后来他也是我们当地一个很大的非常好的美国教会的一个会友，信了主了。
And he is a believer, was a member of a local church.
他做过1200次的堕胎手术，他是一个堕胎的医生。
He was an abortionist and he committed over 1200 abortions.
所以赚了很多的钱。
And he made a lot of money off of it.
但是后来他离开了这个堕胎的行业，而是彻底的不再堕胎，成为了一个坚定的支持生命的人士。
But afterwards, he left the abortion industry and became pro-life.
我在读神学的时候，曾来到我们的神学里面做见证。
And when I was in seminary, he came to our seminary to share.
他这是在美国国会做的见证。
And this is his testimony before the some part of DC.
前不久出的一个电影叫 Unplanned, 他也在里面有出现。
Recently, there was a movie that came out called Unplanned, and he was there as well.
大家可以去看一看。
And you can go and see it.
他作为一个曾经堕胎的医生，讲到这个堕胎，他是。做这个 second trimester,
and so he did second trimester abortion.
他讲到怎么样把这个孩子一片一片、一块一块的这样的取出来。
And he was discussing how he would remove the children piece by piece from the womb.
是何等的可怕。
And it's a very terrifying process.
今天没有办法放，我们就不放了。
So we won't play it right now.
那弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们知道，我们讲到我们反对堕胎。只是一个开始。
Now we know that when we say, "Oh, we oppose abortion," that's really just the start.
是的，我们要做敬虔的父母，要为主养育敬虔的下一代。
That we need to be godly parents and raise a godly second generation.
妻子的关系也是很大的题目。
And that personal relationship is very important.
可是能生才能养。
But you have to give birth before you can raise.
只有我们把他带到这个世界上来，我们才能把他带到主的面前。
It is only those that we've brought into the world that we can then bring before our Lord.
今天在我们所处的这个时代和社会
，in this world and at this time,
盼望我们能够好好的思想这样一个沉重的话题。
I hope we can honestly consider this sort of a serious topic.
也勇敢的为真理站出来，我们华人教会在这方面太缺乏了。
And that we can bravely stand for what is true. We are too weak on this.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you.
主，我们为我们的亏欠在主面前认罪悔改。
Lord, we repent of our failures before you.
主，孩子也为自己过往所犯的罪在主面前认罪悔改。
Lord, I confess my own sins before you.
主，我们也知道你是满有恩典、满有怜悯、满有慈爱的神。
Lord, we know that you are a loving and merciful God.
主，如果像 Dr. Levitino 这样的人，主，你都能够拯救他、改变他。
Lord, if you can save even those like Dr. Levitino.
主，你爱每一个人。
Lord, you love every person.
不管我们过去的光景是如何
，regardless of what our previous experience was.
你让我们能够出黑暗入光明。
You allow us to leave the darkness to come into the light.
一切罪担皆脱落。
That we are able to be relieved of all of the burdens of sin.
更让我们为真理站出来，勇敢的发声。
Lord, allow us to stand forth boldly for the truth.
主，我们感谢主，现在看到美国终于有一个州能够通过这样的法案保护 baby 的生命。
Lord, we praise you that there is finally a state that is able to pass such a law to defend life.
但是我们看到那仇敌何等的猖狂，那黑暗的势力是何等的疯狂。
So we see how great the evil is that opposes it.
这是属灵的征战。
Lord, this is a spiritual battle.
主，您再来的日子不远了。
Lord, your return is coming soon.
主要我们看到那仇敌恶者在用各种各样的方法来攻击、杀害、毁坏。
Lord, we see that the evil one uses every possible means to destroy.
求主帮助怜悯你的教会。
Lord, may you have, may you help your church, and may you have mercy on your church.
尤其是我们华人的教会。
Especially our Chinese church.
能够在这一点上勇敢的站立。
That we may stand firm on this issue.
为真理发声。
That we may speak the truth.
也让我们每位弟兄姊妹帮助我们周围有需要的人。
Lord, may we be willing to help those in need around us.
求主圣灵怜悯，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
And we pray, amen.